We're going to talk today about two halachas, one, the mitzvah to remember the Torah that you learned, and two, the constant mitzvah of learning Torah. Yesod chashuv b'mitzvah talmud Torah hi, she'amatarai ladat v'lizkor et kol ma'amot shelomdim. The goal is to remember what you learn. It's not just to learn, but to actually remember it.
I try very hard. I have a problem.
Okay, so we'll have to learn new methods of how to learn, but there's got to be a way. יש תוהים החושבים שעיקרו להבין את מה שלומדים בעת הלימוד, אבל אחר כך אין צריך לחזור ללימוד כדי לדעתו. Some people think the main thing is that when you're learning, you understand it, but afterwards it doesn't matter. It's over. No. אבל האמת היא שעיקר היא לדעת את התורה. The main thing is to know Torah. So you have to remember it. וכן אמרו חכמים, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph teaches, ושיננתם שיהיו דברי תורה מחודדים בפיך. That the words of Torah should be clear in your mouth, sharp in your mouth. If someone asks you a question, you have to immediately know, this is halacha.
What's that expression, al tidag, again?
Al tidag means don't worry.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, al tigam gim. Don't hesitate, you should immediately know the halacha. The mitzvah is to remember the words of Torah. And through this, you can fulfill the mitzvahs of Torah. And when the words of God, which are Torah, are sharp in our mouth, then God is, so to speak, sharp in our mouth, and it raises us up to a higher level if we know it cold. And if you forget all the Torah you learn, it's an avera. The Torah says, don't forget these matters. If you forget your Torah, you're obligated. It's a problem in your soul. But if it wasn't your fault, and you tried your hardest to remember,
right.
And it wasn't your fault, listen, you were busy with doing other mitzvahs and other works.
Something happened to you where you really can't remember or retain it.
If you have a physical thing,
right?
For sure.
In life. But Hashem helped to cause.
Okay, then you're not obligated. All you can do is you try your best.
Try your best.
But when you can, you need a review. Need a review learning.
Oh, review. No fun.
100 times. Chenu v'amisach d'anedron, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha omer, kol lemed ha-Torah, v'eino chazer alea, domer l'adam shazoreya v'noketer. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you learn something, but you don't review afterwards, it's like planting without reaping.
Reaping the benefits.
Yeah, without harvesting it. You're just planting it, but you don't actually take it.
Wow.
To learn something once is not the goal. To learn something over and over and over again until it becomes
beautiful,
a part of you.
Beautiful.
Whoa. It's like you gave birth, but then you bury.
Is this Ashlag? No.
This is the Panini Halacha. Rav Melamed. This is our Halacha Sefer. When you review Torah over and over and over again, it expresses how unique Torah is, that you really, really want to make it a part of who you are. And the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, would check a person how many times does he review his learning? Not just enough, how do you learn it, but 100 dafim, 200 dafim. More important to the Gra was how many times did you review that one or two pages that you learned until you really, really internalized it and know it by heart. In fact, I remember one summer, my chavrusa and I, instead of like covering a lot of ground, we just would learn the same Mishnah every day, and then we would go forward a little bit, and then the next day we would review the Mishnah and the little bit we learned, and then go forward a little bit, and the next day so we didn't cover ground like other chavrutot, but we knew the whole parak by heart by the end of it, because we had gone, at least the beginning, I could tell you by heart right now. The fifth parak of Brachos, because we had so many times, gone through it and really reviewed, and that was the best parak I ever learned. So it's like reviewing, it makes it deeper and beautiful, more and sweeter. If the chazaris are boring, then the Torah learning is not really part of you. But when every time you review, you get more learning, another opportunity to review, gevalt, then that's a true Talmud Chacham. And then he can become a great master in Torah if he really just loves reviewing.
Sure.
Okay, one more halachic piece for today. The mitzvah of tmiyah, the constant mitzvah. The unique thing about learning Torah is that you never finish. It's unlike, you know, like, I don't know, I had a chesed to do, I did my chesed, I'm done. Move on with my life. Talmud Torah, there's always more Torah to learn. There's endless Torah, ideas in Torah. It's not just to know intellectually what to do. Just learning Torah right now is the highest Torah. To learn with the Chabura, it's the highest mitzvah we could do. We're dealing with God's word that's in the world. There's no mitzvah that connects us to Hashem like learning Torah. I have daily siddish between mitzvah Talmud Torah shel Shar Mitzvot shel Torah k'shura le'olam ruach anitzchi v'lechen mitzvah talim nimshechet tamid b'ilu mitzvah ma'atit k'shura le'olam agashmi v'mugbal v'lechen kivan telo bizman makom adam. Torah is connected somehow to the spirit, and so it's always, whereas other mitzvahs are more connected to the world. They both have their place, but it's not endless. It's not always. Mashal mitzvah tachagim tefilot tuliyot bizmanam. Davening is at a particular time. Chagim is at a particular time. You can't do Pesach in the middle of the winter. You can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Different people you meet is chesed. There's mitzvot kohanim, there's mitzvot Yisraelim, there's mitzvot for rich people. Aval mitzvot tam taira, about learning taira.
Anytime.
Anytime, any person.
Anytime, any place.
Anyone.
Wow.
Anytime, any place you have signal, right?
What do you mean signal?
Don't worry about it.
You make your own.
When he's a young man, when he's an old man. By the way, this is, in my opinion, the genius of Torah life. That an old man in a secular world might feel like he's a little bit useless. You know, he worked until he was 60. And then, like, what's he going to do with his life? He can't work anymore. He has kids. And so he watches TV. And he goes to play volleyball on the beach once. And that's
it.
But someone in the world of Torah, it never ends. He's 70, he's 80, he's 90, he's doing Daf Yomi. Finally, I have time to learn this, I have time to learn that. There's purpose, there's meaning. It's the genius of Torah life. It never ends. There's a mitzvah that's powerful, that's meaningful, all the time. And the Torah writes, "Yigita ba yomam b'layla." You should learn in it day and night. As the Rambam writes, "Adim etechayv l'motor," until when he...
You can even do it on Shabbos, right?
Especially on Shabbos. Oh, and on Shabbos, we get extra bonus one. "Ad yom motor," until the day of death.
Wow.
And if you're not learning, you're forgetting. You have to constantly be in a state of learning. Od katav Rambam, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, "Kol ish Yisraeli chayev b'talmud Torah ben ani ben ashi," whether you're rich, whether you're poor, ben shalom meguver ben yisrael, whether you have pains in your body, or whether you're physically healthy, ben bachar, ben shayazaken, gadol, shatashakar, an old man, a young man, afilo ya'anim, in baranizim, the tachim, achzir, abtachim, the poorest person in the world, afilo bal isha, banim, you have children, chayev likboa, loz man, tamu taira, biyom va, you need to make a set time to learn taira, during the day, and at night, like we're doing in our holy chabura, and we're seeing blessing falling upon us and the rest of our actions, in this course of making a set time to learn taira.
That's what I have to do,
Zarat Hashem.